The answer is B, 2/6 mid-systolic murmurate, 4th intercostal space, left mid-clavicular line. Sounds like an erratum. We can't argue with what's on the NBME exams for step 1. This is going to be mitral regurgitation seen in acute rheumatic fever. Mitral regurg should normally be a hollow systolic murmur at the mitral location. However, there's a question on one of the NBME exams for step 1 where they give a mid-systolic murmur, okay, mid-systolic murmur, not hollow, and they say there's left atrial dilatation with a normal left ventricle that's not enlarged. NBME wants mitral regurgitation, not aortic stenosis, not Hockham, okay? Once again, sounds wrong, sounds like an erratum. Mitral regurg should be holosystolic. We can't argue with what's on the NBME exam because that's the USMLE. This is how you get a 280. Sounds fucking weird. That's what it is, okay? That's your point. That's it.